This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 212 for Wednesday, January 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, but well off their earlier highs after running into some resistance to the upside. Canola steady to up $2 at the final bell, March up 80 cents at $1,022.20 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $1,029.50 at one point today. Spillover buying interest from Chicago soy oil added to the firm tone in canola, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. While there were ideas that canola is looking overpriced at current levels, the ongoing concerns over tight supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive. Chart signals are also still pointed higher, with canola holding well above its major moving averages. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat both moved lower. Soybeans did trade to both sides of unchanged today, but held on to gains at the close. March up 5 cents at $13.94.75. Hot and dry conditions in Argentina and southern Brazil helped keep a bit of a weather premium in beans, with concerns over yield losses in the region. Meanwhile, soybeans in northern Brazil are closer to harvest, but dealing with excessive moisture. That's hurting quality and hampering those early harvest operations. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn also finding some support from the South American weather concerns, but moving lower on ideas the market was due for a correction after recent gains. March down 7 cents at $6.02 per bushel. After climbing above $6 yesterday, that psychological former resistance level was acting as support today. Wheat, it is lower across the board, the largest declines in Minneapolis spring wheat, down 21 cents in March at $9.49 per bushel. Kansas City down 17 cents in the March contract at $7.87 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 9 cents in March at $7.60 per bushel. While declining crop conditions in key U.S. winter wheat growing states did remain supportive, the wheat market was also thought to be due for a correction. Ukraine's Ag Ministry released preliminary production estimates for 2022, pegging the wheat crop there at 28.4 million tons. That would be down by 4.3 million on the year due to a combination of dryness and high fertilizer prices. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.